1 Corinthians 15, verse 1 to 10. Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and in which you have taken your stand. By this gospel, you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Right. Thanks, my boy. So you might be thinking, whoo, hey, it's Easter, there's communion happening, and you would be wrong. Are we ready? So ready. Clapping for him, hey. Brilliant child. So I got some of these. I brought them with this morning for the message. You know what these are. They're pretty much very handy to a point. When they're covered with large amounts of white stuff, they're like super handy. And they get to this point and you're like, they're not so handy anymore. We actually don't know what always to do with them. And I don't know if your house is like other homes, but sometimes when you look across at the holder and you see this brown guy, you're like, I wonder who's going to change that. I don't know. Is that just our house? No. Yes, my wife says yes, it's just our house. No, it's everybody's houses. Anyway, so I thought I wanted to just share the good news by way of these toilet rolls. So we know a lot of different things about Jesus Christ, but something that happened when Jesus was alive was that we read in 1 Corinthians 1:18, Paul said, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing." These are pretty much foolishness. They're really super handy, and then they're not that handy. We toss them away. We don't know what to do with them. We send them to the recycling. I wondered, actually, while I was preparing, I wondered maybe recycling would be better if we didn't scrunch them up and make them into pulp, and if we just kind of wrap the white stuff around again. Wouldn't that be easier? It's just a thought. If anybody's looking for a business idea, I just want some of the 10%. All we need, okay? But foolishness. People saw in Jesus' day. People saw the cross and the message of Jesus Christ as foolishness. And so, this is a foolish thing. Come on, a message about toilet rolls, Brian. But that's how some people saw Jesus Christ when he was alive. We also know that. In Isaiah 53, verse 2 and 3, we read, "He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind." Just like this thing is pretty much useless, many people saw Jesus Christ as not the beautiful Savior, the beautiful Messiah. They saw him as some radical or some crazy or somebody who was just leading this new faith. They didn't really see who he really was. And rejected. I mean, I've got a whole lot, so it's not going to, you know, we can just reject this. He was rejected by many. Oh. Whoever donated these, this is really great. This is going to help our budget to stretch to the... Sorry about that. I just got distracted there for a moment. I'm the pastor, so this is good news. This is the message of good news for us today. Amen. Okay, tone it down, Brian. But there we go. So then we also read other things in the Bible that are really interesting. We read this in the book of Deuteronomy. Look down from heaven, you holy dwelling place. This is, we're speaking about where God is, and they're saying he's looking down from heaven. And some people have that picture of God, that he's up there in heaven somewhere. You've known this. I mean, when we see pictures that people draw, cartoons, God is in the clouds, or he's up above. We also read in Isaiah 57, I live in a high and holy place. It's not a bad picture to have. We know that he's with us. But for this illustration, some people still see him as up there. And we want to get to God. There's different ways that we want to get to God. So some people will say, well, maybe what we can do, so many bits of paper, stay focused. Maybe what we can do is we can, that's what we can do. We can build a rocket to get to God. And you might think, well, that's a little bit crazy. Is that as crazy as building rockets to get to the moon or to... And just on that note, that was brilliant. Some people are having a little bit of trouble with their rockets right now. You might have seen those video clips. But some people are believing that maybe that's the way we can get up to heaven, is by building a rocket. Or maybe, just maybe, some people might go, well, maybe the way to do this, I don't know if you remember Madagascar. I think it was number two.
There's three.
Yeah, no, there were three. But which one? It's Marty. Marty's in the canon, isn't he?
And
he is it? Oh, it's number three. I really need to just do my research better. Thank you. In number three, to be clear, Marty is in a canon and he gets shot. And so how do we get to heaven? Some people believe to get close to God is the way to do it. Maybe jump in a canon. Well, Marty didn't get there. He just flew a couple of hundred meters, landed in a net. Maybe, I mean, there's another way that this could all work out, possibly, is that, and this really did happen in the Bible. Some people thought, well, let's just build a tower. You're knowing the story I'm talking about, eh? Let's build a tower. Well, that's how it worked out for them as well, if you remember correctly. They didn't get to where they were hoping. But they decided, oh, we'll build a tower. Well, a tower to get to God. And that tower was called Little People First. Okay, I know adults are bursting to tell me. Does anybody remember what that tower is called? Okay, now the... Okay, let's go with the Little People First, then the medium-sized people. Okay. The Tower of Babel. Yeah, people really thought we could get to God if we built a great big tower. That's what they thought. We have the story in the Bible. Well, that didn't work out. I also know that there's some people, let's see if we can do this without, I know, exceptional. Take it down. But some people believe that if I live in a home that is Christian, not really a Christian house, but a home where the people are Christian, then that's good enough for me. Well, come on, everybody. That's like saying if I live in a garage, I'm going to like turn into a motor car. If I live in a chicken coop, I'm going to be a chicken. Very good. You're getting the vibe here. No, that's not how it works. We don't have that. We need to say, Christ, be the one to save me. In Romans 5, 8 to 10, we read this. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his Son while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his Son. So the real way that we get to Jesus Christ, to God, is by accepting the cross, by saying, yes, Lord, the sacrifice that you did on the cross, we accept that. We know that you died, you shed your blood for innocent man, and then you went into the tomb, and then you rose again. And as he rose, and we put our trust in him, we say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, I'm sorry. We turn, we repent. Repent is, I'm going this direction, and then I turn right around. I leave the sin, and I turn 180 degrees towards the cross, and I say, I trust you. take away the sin in my life, the cross then becomes something that is active in our lives. Then we are saved. We are set free. And that's what today is about. We remember that. So we can try many different ways to get to God, but the way that we get to God is when we say, Jesus Christ, forgive me. Of course, I couldn't stop there. So this is called the cheesy section. As if we haven't had enough already, Brian. What about this? The role is empty. The tomb was? Look at you. You see, you could have written this script. Hey? Okay. The stone was rolled away. The roll. Come on. I said this is a cheesy section. Just love me. Come on, everybody. Okay. Oh. When we trust in him, we become whole. It just gets better and better. Okay, last one, I promise. Life without Jesus is like a toilet roll. There's a hole in the middle of your heart. Huh? Come on, everybody. But seriously, I started by saying we look at these things and they just sit there and they really are useless. But let it be a reminder. Maybe let it sit there for a day. Men, no longer than a day, because then you get in trouble, you know that. But just let it sit there for a moment. If you get the empty toilet roll, then remember the message of the cross. Remember the sacrifice that Christ made. Remember that even though this is a useless thing, and many people still today see the message of the cross and Christ as of no use, but he is the only way that we can be saved.